97.7.
Well, we're back here at Adamson Stadium, California University of Pennsylvania. The Rock leading 17-14 at the half. The Rock actually has given more in penalty yardage to the Vulcans than they've actually gained. 100 yards gained by Cal, 101 yards in penalties for the Rock right now. The Rock, 41 plays for 259 yards, 31 for Cal with 100 yards, and they've been just trying to hit basic slants over the middle, have not tried to run the ball much here at all today, compared to the Rock, who have toted the ball 30 times for 140 yards. Cal, 10 carries for just 24. Bottom line, though, is, Glenn, we've talked about it, and we've been talking about it until we're blue in the face. The Rock just has to simply check the egos at the door and stop the penalties.
Yeah, you fix the penalties, and this is a totally different game. You probably have a double-digit lead at this point, and you just feel a little bit more comfortable with where things are at. But because of the penalties, because you've let a team that you truly have outplayed for the first two quarters stick around, now all of a sudden you're sitting here, you're going to kick it off to them up three, and we'll see what happens. Now, California, I just got to say it. I feel like they've run, what, four different plays today?
Yeah,
I mean, the playbook seems so simple right now for them. So maybe they try to open things up here a little bit more in the second half and try to get some different play calls. But it's either been a run up the middle or it's been a slant or a go route. I mean, that's what they've been doing in the first half. We'll see if they've made any adjustments.
Yeah, and is that product of design? Is it because you have a freshman quarterback in a big game for the first time outside of the Coal Bowl game with IUP? Is it a product of the weather? You wouldn't
I think it's a product of scouting.
Yeah.
Because that slant pattern was open almost every time.
Well, that's
so
true.
Obviously they saw something that they thought was going to work, and they stuck with it. So we'll see.
Well, we'll see what the coaching staff has done here for the Rock at halftime. They've been very good with making their adjustments.
Yes, they have.
And we'll see how it goes. But California is going to get the ball first here to kick off the second half. So Jake Chepla will be booting it away. And back deep for the Cal Vulcans will be Nazir Taylor and Derek Carraway. Here comes the boot. We're underway for the second half, and a big second half of the season for this Rock football team with this second half. And the ball is going to go into the end zone and away from Nazir Taylor. And he's going to let it roll through the end zone. And first one down there is Eric Glover-Williams, and he's doing some John, but does a high five to Taylor. And I guess we'll play some football now. Let's hope that that continues and that thought process, because we need to have that. Coach Lutz did have a discussion with his team on the field at the end of the half, so we'll see if they take his advice. So California will start out first and 10 at their own 25-yard line, and the only back we have seen in the backfield so far today is number nine, Nelson Brown, along with his quarterback, Noah Mitchell. Double receiver split near side. That's the Cal sideline. And here comes Mitchell. He's dropping back. He's looking downfield. He throws. Man breaks. Catches it. It is number 80. Chad Livingston pulls it in, and he's got a first down across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. 19-yard grab for Cal.
Good-looking throw there by Noah Mitchell. Out of the gates here. Puts it right on the numbers. The receiver just lost his footing a little bit as he crowd that one in.
Noah Mitchell was 7 of 21 for 76 yards in the opening half. But that one goes for 19. So he's now 8 of 22 for 95 yards. First and 10 Cal. They're up to their own 44. Sidecar right is Brown, as Mitchell will stand in the pocket and in the shotgun. Double receiver split near side. He tries that in route again, and he threw it behind his intended receiver in Livingston, and it's incomplete.
That, as a guy who would, for anybody who coaches quarterbacks, that can't happen. The slant should be one of the easiest throws for any quarterback. He threw that 2 yards behind his receiver. It wasn't even close.
So it's second down and 10. Opening series of the second half. The winner of this game gets the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference championship at their own facility. Here's a handoff to Brown, and he's stacked up. He bounces out of the hole, though, and he's still alive as he pushes the ball near the 48-yard line. So he'll pick up four, and a lot of second effort there from the big back.
Yeah, Noah Mitchell, again, though, was a little indecisive on whether he wanted to pull that one back or truly give it off to the back. He did indeed hand it off, but that mesh point in a rainy game can be tricky.
Third and six now for Cal. They are 0-for-6 on the day on third down. The rock has jumped. It's a free play, and it's going to be blown dead. Let's hope somebody moved on the other side. Otherwise, it's offside slippery rock. The hard count got them. It's a false start against Cal. And that'll just be their fourth penalty of the day.
Huh. I didn't see it, to be honest. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I did not see it. I thought that was offsides all day.
So it'll move them back 5 yards. Now it makes it third and long. It'll make it third and 11. The ball moves back to the Cal 43. They need to get into Rock territory for the first down. The Rock showing a lot of stack pressure here. Wow. They were showing seven guys up the front in the box. Now they back out of that as the Vulcans do a check with me to the sideline.
Trying to confuse the freshman quarterback.
Now they're showing that pressure again. Here's the snap. Mitchell drops back, has a lot of time. Now he'll dump it off. And he's got his running back out of the backfield who is not tackled by Tristan McDonald. He escaped away from him, and as a result, he gets the first down.
So you show all those guys at the line of scrimmage pre-snap to try to confuse the young freshman quarterback, try to make him guess which one's coming, which one's not, who's dropping back, and they only end up bringing four on the play, and because of it, he has a clean pocket and is able to get the first down.
First down into Rock territory, Cal. Had a chance to tackle him short, just slipped right off of him. Now a check with me to the sideline again for Cal. First and 10 at the Rock 44. Mitchell drops back. He's looking far side. He throws it far side way over the head of his intended receiver being Livingston, and it's incomplete. When he has missed, he has missed.
He leaves no doubt about it, huh? I mean, that one, yeah, again, that one landed 3 yards out of bounds. That was so far from being completed.
The first down grab went for 13 yards to Nelson Brown. Now it's second and 10, ball at the 44-yard line of the Rock. Cal on the move, opening drive of the second half. The Rock leads by three. Here's the snap. Mitchell drops back. Here comes pressure. He dumps it off, and it's to Brown again. Here comes a flag from the far interior, and he's dropped across the 40 to the 38-yard line. It'll be a gain of six, but hold on.
Mitchell paid for it. I mean, he definitely threw that ball right as the contact was getting there. But let's see what the call is. I mean, there it's at. It's going to make
holding.
It holding.
Offense.
Yeah.
You're right on, Glenn. It's holding against Cal. So two penalties on this drive now for Cal, and they've almost doubled their total on this opening series.
How much was Sean Lutz working the officials in the halftime there? Because, I mean, that is one thing when you look at it, the halftime stats, Bob. 10 penalties to 3. That's a little lopsided. There's no college football game that is that lopsided in penalties.
Now, we know 3 to 4 of those were obvious,
absolutely.
Blatant.
Absolutely.
But from there, maybe they tacked on a few. Who knows? But we'll manage it from here. Third and 19 after this penalty now. So Cal is back in their own territory to their own 47. Here's the snap to Mitchell. He drops back. He's going to throw it way downfield. Has a man, but he's thrown it out of bounds again. He wanted Jordan Dandridge, who had one-on-one coverage from Eric Glover-Williams, but
boy,
that one had no prayer of being caught.
Was that great coverage or what? Glover-Williams right on his hip the whole way down the field. Fantastic job by 19.
And first thing number 19 does is run back onto the field, point down toward Noah Mitchell, waving his finger going, nope, not here. And I don't know if I'd like to see that because you've had a couple of penalties called on you today, son. But nonetheless, it's third and 19. Here's Cal. And again, just 1-for-7 on third down today. Here's Mitchell, drops back. He's going for the home run ball downfield. Glover Williams on the coverage. This time he has Dandridge again, and this one's going to be thrown inside. And again, Glover Williams acts like he made the big play. That was just a poorly thrown ball.
Well,
he had good coverage, though. I'll give him that.
Well, see, that's because I know what he's celebrating. So at some point, Dandridge has to get himself back on the inside because that's where the play is designed to go. You as a defender can help prevent or delay the receiver from doing that. And that's what Glover Williams did, was he made it difficult for him to get to the lane that he needed to get into.
And we've got a rugby-style kick from coming this time from also Brooks. And this is going to be blown dead. Did he call for a fair catch? They're saying Jermaine Wynn called for a fair catch. I never saw the motion, but they are going to wave this dead at the 16. Well, one guy's standing at the 19, the other's standing at the 16. They say Jermaine Wynn waved for the fair catch, and I don't know how that would have happened. It was a rugby-style kick. But maybe he was starting to wave it off. I don't know. But anyway, they call for the fair catch, and it's going to be first down Rock deep in their own territory.
All right, let's get back to the ground and pound we saw with the first couple possessions of this game where they just drove it right down the field against this Vulcan defense. See if West Hills can get those feet churning again.
Well, they bring Zach Cirillo in at tight end. He's going to be the up back. And it's a Roland Hill sidecar right to RR3, and he hands it off, and Big West goes across the 20, out to the 22, picks up a quick 5 yards, and he just makes that 5 yards look so simple.
Yeah, you don't realize it, and all of a sudden you look up towards the sideline, you realize, oh, man, he got 5 yards. You know, just watching the run, you'd think, okay, it's a gain of one or two.
And that officially puts West Hills up to 99 yards on the ground. In motion, Carnell Hartley to the near side. Handoff, West Hills. He goes toward the first down stick. He's got it. He pushed it a yard deep.
Yeah, that's how you finish a run right there, knowing that you're shy of the yard to gain. So you put that shoulder down right into the linebacker and just finish him off, moving the sticks forward and getting the first down.
6 yard carry that time. Moves the chains. First and 10, Slippery Rock at their own 28. West Hills now over the 100 mark. Roland Rivers in the pistol now. And he takes the snap, and he hands it off to West Hills, and West is hit in the backfield. Now he avoids a tackle. He's got another near first down. He's got at least 9, and here comes a late flag. And this is well after the play, and Roland Rivers is not happy about the flag. So this might be coming back. He was going to make the call here.
He keeps walking forward.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 79 of the offense. It'll be 15 yards. The down will count. Second down.
It's after the play, so the down will count. Chris Larson is called for the penalty for the Rock, number 11 on the day, and it's another 15-yarder.
What do you want me to say? What is anybody supposed to say at this point besides, it makes you scratch your head.
So now it moves the ball back to the 21-yard line, 22-yard line for Slippery Rock. Roland Rivers drops back. He's got a lot of time. He's going to dump it off to Mike Merhot, who avoids a tackle, then is hit, and now is hit again as he got to the 29, and that's where they'll spot it, even though he was knocked back twice. And he gets back to the original line of scrimmage plus one.
Tough yards after catch for number 13, man. He was working hard to get upfield on that one.
So it'll be now third and about 8 for the Rock after that play. Ball to the 29-yard line of Slippery Rock. So they gain the negative yardage back, but minus one. And we move on here. Roland Rivers takes the snap, drops back. Cal showing pressure. They throw it. He has to get rid of it. Henry Lintwin tries to come back and is held by the defender, and it's going to draw a flag on Brendan Edwards, the defensive back.
Opinions on that call. It works out for Slippery Rock in this one, but
Roland had to get rid of the ball. Henry tried to come back.
I will never understand, though, why you penalize a defender for a poorly thrown ball. That's what you're doing. The quarterback underthrows the receiver, and you penalize the defender for it? I can't wrap my head around that, but, hey, we'll take it.
I mean, defensively, Cal makes a great play. Shows pressure, forces the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly, and they get penalized for it. But it moves the Rock out to the 44-yard line as a result of that penalty. First and 10. Here's Roland Rivers. Throws it way too high for Jermaine Wynn. They tried the swing route to number 9, and he just let that one airmail.
Well, he had to. There was a little pressure coming from the outside, and the defender was actually in his throwing lane. So he had to kind of throw that one up to get it over the defender, and because of it, just sails.
So Roland now is 8 of 13 on the day. It'll be second down and 10. 9:47 mark of the third quarter. The Rock up 17-14. California on their first series of the second half punted. The Rock on the move. And it's a handoff to Wes Hills. He kicks it to the outside. He's got a power running move into the inside now, across the 50, dropped at the 49-yard line, and he'll pick up six.
Yeah, does a great job of just following right behind Ryan Podgorski, getting upfield, and a nice hole through the left side of that line there. Sets up a much more manageable third down.
Makes it third and three for the Rock. Hard count by Rivers. Doesn't get them to show anything.
There's still some confusion on the California side of the ball. They're still trying to get lined up.
And you've got Lamont McFadder II imploring his defense to step up. And they've got a lot of things moving around right now. And here's the Hills handoff. He's got a first down as a result. He took care of that confusion and moves the Rock into Cal territory to the 42-yard line, but it moves the chains.
As a coaching staff, I don't understand how you don't call a timeout in that situation. I mean, Bob, it was clear.
Yeah,
that California defense had no idea what they were doing. I mean, there were players running everywhere and pointing and yelling, and then you allow the opponent to snap the ball and get a first down.
I thought Cal was going to take a timeout there, but no, it's as a result.
I think it's Colton Robb on the field.
Yeah, Colton Robb went down to one knee for the Rocks, so they've had to call out the trainers. Colton was injured and missed time earlier, has been back in and has been part of a very impressive Slippery Rock University offensive line, so we're hoping that he is not having to leave this game. He is up walking under his own power, but it looks like he's in some discomfort. Colton Robb from Slippery Rock High School. So timeout on the field. Clock stops at 8:50.
And, hey, it's a cold day. It's wet. It's a hard-hitting football game. The longer this game goes on, the more these guys are going to start to feel it.
And you've got to give credit to the likes of Brendan Blair and Breon Koch of Cal. They had a tremendous first half. They were a large part of that disruption, forcing quick passes from Roland Rivers and causing some fumbles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Cal defense has been, for the most part, up to the task today.
So now we're going to split double receivers each side for the Rock on first and 10 from the Cal 42. Roland Rivers will be the sidecar left to Wes Hills will be the sidecar for RR3. Here comes pressure, and Roland reads it, gets a pitch to the outside, and Hill's going to tumble up over his head, but not before he picks up five.
Time to try some hard counts, Bob, because did you see that linebacker time the snap? He timed it perfectly. So time to change up your cadence a little bit, change your snap count, and you're going to start buying yourself some five-yard penalties by getting some hard counts.
Another 5 yards for Wes Hills, though. Cuts it to second, and well, they gave him six on that play. Make it second and four. Here's the snap. And it's a keeper for Roland, and he's out there all alone. Nobody went near him, and he's got a first down and more inside the 25, inside the 20 to the 18-yard line, a gain of 15 for number 14.
Yeah, on the outside for California, biting hard on it was London Cloud. He totally sold out on Wes Hills as the ball carrier, and Roland Rivers says, thank you very much, I'll take the ball back, and escapes out to the left side off tackle.
And Roland having himself a day on the ground as well, as he has now added up to 69 yards on the ground. Now here's the drop back. Roland going to dump it off. Here's Wes Hills as the pressure comes, and he tucks it up inside, gets across the 20, is spun up over top of the tackler, and down to the 14-yard line. He gets up and takes off, but he picked up 4 yards on all of that.
I guess he thought none of his body hit down, but I love it. I love the aggressiveness. But smart play there by Roland Rivers as the pressure was coming in, just getting rid of that one, finding a safety valve in Wes Hills.
Well, one thing we found out, and especially saw that great example last week, Wes Hills never quits on a play.
Yeah.
Second and six now. Ball down to the 14-yard line. The Rock is starting to threaten. Trip receivers up top. Roland Rivers is going to look near side. Now he's going to look top. He's got a lot of time. He wants somebody to come back toward him. Nobody coming near him. And now he's going to heave it into the end zone, and it's picked off. He should have never thrown that ball. It's picked off by Cal, and they bring it to the 5-yard line.
Never throw late across the middle. I mean, that is rule number one as a quarterback. Never throw late across the middle. And what's he do? Way late in the play, throws it back across the field into the middle, and there's a waiting linebacker to pick it off.
I think that was Brendan Blair, was it not?
We'll they're crediting number 39.
Jimmy Pierce. So, California knocks the Rock scoring threat down and intercepts the ball. 6:47 mark, the Vulcans will take over at their own 5-yard line. And they're going to put Nelson Brown in the back of the end zone on this snap. In the pistol is Mitchell, and he's going to hand it off. Brown goes into the pile, and he gets a yard, and that pile keeps pushing forward, and he'll pick up two.
And after, to go back to it, after the offensive line did such a terrific job, man, Roland Rivers had all day on that one. And then just makes a mental mistake.
Trying to get what wasn't there. And sadly, he could have run around for a while. I mean, there was nobody up on the top side.
Yep, he had time.
I would have pump faked it and ran. But he didn't. And as a result, we still lead 17-14. California with the ball, second and eight at their own eight. Now they'll bring a fullback into the backfield, or a tight end into the backfield, and a play fake for Mitchell. He drops back to his goal line, heaves it way downfield, has a man, he caught it, and he dropped it.
And I'll be honest, Noah Mitchell paid for that one. He got plastered by Suave as he was delivering that ball. I don't think it was late. It was Jeff Marks.
And he's down.
Right as he threw that ball, the hit was timed well, but man, Marks just planted him into the end zone.
And the receiver was Tyson Hill, who had it right in the breadbasket, Glenn, and he let it slip right through his arms.
That's a bad drop.
Yep, that would have put California in big business if he even is brought down at that spot. He would have had it inside the Rock 40-yard line, but instead he drops it. It'll make third down, and their quarterback is on his back.
So Brian Alsobrooks, who we've seen on a fake punt today and also kicking the extra points, number 12, he's warming up on the sideline.
And Mitchell does not look like he is comfortable at all right now. He paid the penalty on that one of dropping back in his own end zone.
Man, can't even help your quarterback out and make the catch, too. I mean, not only does he get hurt on the play, but you dropped it.
And now all of a sudden, you know, the penalties that you've kind of been shooting yourself in the foot with, and here Mitchell is up under his own power and trying to gather his thoughts, but he's going to have to come off the field, and he's actually going to jog off. But you keep shooting yourself in the foot, and now you have an opportunity here. Third and seven, the ball at the Cal 8 with a quarterback coming in, Allshaus. And he has been in the games, but has only thrown a couple of passes. Now, he tried one of those. He ran one today on a fake punt. But you've got a situation here where you're bringing a cold quarterback in. You really have to make some hay on this particular play.
It's an obvious passing down, too. You got a third and long, so you know he's going to come in here, and he's going to throw the ball. I would look for the slant. I mean, if you're the Rock defense, be ready to defend that slant.
So he'll drop back, right sidecar. For him is Brown, and here's the snap. It's a low one. He pulls it back. Now he looks downfield. He wants to throw it way downfield. Has a man there, and it's in and out of the hands of Derek Caraway with Eric Glover-Williams on the defense.
What a play. Glover-Williams got both hands in there, and almost like he kind of cupped it and just yanked it straight down. Great play by 19. I mean, phenomenal play.
And I've been hard on him because of the penalties, but he has made some plays today, and that may have been one of the biggest. So on the defense, he knocks it away. It'll force a punt, and it's going to give the Rock an opportunity to have potential fantastic field position here. Jermaine Wynn will stand at the 50-yard line, and the kicker will have to go back to his goal line to boot this out of the end zone. Here's the snap. It's clean. Here's the boot. It's a good one. And Wynn's going to come up for the fair catch and grab it at his 37-yard line.
In some traffic. Nice play by Jermaine Wynn getting up there and catching that one cleanly.
Very focused on the returns these guys have been. Carter, Glover Williams, Jermaine Wynn. They are very, very talented kick returners.
You know, it's such an overlooked aspect of football, but special teams are so huge. And you know, a play like that, instead of mishandling that or, you know, potentially letting it drop, he comes up, does the right thing, just waves for a fair catch, makes a tough catch in traffic, and now you have terrific field position for your offense.
And it spots it at the 38-yard line. Here's Roland Rivers. He's going to hand it off to Wes Hills, who's going to kick it to the right side. And he goes over the right tackle, actually the right guard spot, and plows his way down to the 30. He's just shy of that 32-yard line, a gain of six. And big Wes Hills, number four, averaging 5-6 yards every time he touches the ball right now.
Still do not have Colton Robb back on the field at left guard.
So they run right side that time, second and four after the 6-yard carry. Rivers in the shotgun. takes the snap. Play action fake. Nope, he keeps it, and he's got the first down himself. He faked the handoff, thought maybe he'd roll out and try to throw. He just kept the ball and ran it right up the gut for the first down.
Simple zone read. You read what that defensive end is doing, and he's collapsing hard towards Wes Hills. So you pull it back, and you get off to the edge.
Down to the 23-yard line, first and 10, Slippery Rock. The last time they were down in this area resulted in an interception. Now hand off Hills, and he tucks it from the inside to the outside, spins around, gets it down to the 16-yard line, 7-yard carry.
It's terrific. I mean, just what should have been a 2-yard gain ends up getting 7 out of it. So he's just, he's such a game changer and a difference maker in the backfield and what he can do after contact.
They're going to split trip receivers up to the top side now, and it's a 2nd and 3. Here's the snap, low snap. Rivers pulls it up. He gets it to Wes Hills, and he's got the first down. Down to the 10, inside the 10, almost to the 9, and he's going to gain 8 more. Well, I guess my math is 7. 7? See where they spot it. 9-yard line, 7 yards. I got excited there for a
moment. Give number 4. Just feed him.
Yeah.
Feed him the ball right now.
Just spoon it, baby. Trip receivers up top. On first and goal from the 9 for the Rock. Hill's going to go into motion and join that trio. And it's going to be a keeper by Roland Rivers. And he's going to dice his way inside the 5 all the way to the 3. He'll pick up 6. And that was the play you wanted to see happen on that goal line stand.
That's exactly what I wanted to see. You motion Wes Hills out of the backfield to try to take one of the linebackers who's probably in man with him to vacate the middle of the field. And you let your quarterback run it right up the middle.
Well, didn't happen before. We got 3
I'm
points.
I'm getting my resume ready. It's fine.
New OC, Glenn Thompson. 2nd and goal from the 3. Wes Hills sidecar right. RR3 takes the snap. He's got Hills. He's got the touchdown. Roland Rivers hands it off to Wes Hills, and Wes just saw that big hole up on the top left side, and he got his head right in there. Rock touchdown to make it 23-14.
Yeah. Great job by the left guard and left tackle on that play as they both just got a huge push. And that's what you do in run blocking. You want to push. You want to get upfield and get that defender away from your back. You would love it if your running back can get beyond the line of scrimmage before any contact on any running play. And that one there, he's 2 or 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage by the time any defender gets near him.
Here's Jake Chapla trying to make it 45 of 45 this year, and it is good. He does just that. That's the extra point try. He now has 76 consecutive going back to the mid part of last year. The Rock has now taken a 24-14 lead here at Cal. We'll be back with the kickoff in a moment on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University, experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting SRU.edu.
Heavier, or am I just dreaming?
This is Wes Hills, running back for Slippery Rock University, and this is Rock Football.
On The Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, you just heard the gentleman that took it in from 3 yards out, Mr. Wes Hills from Wildwood, New Jersey, has given the Rock a 24-14 lead. 6 plays, 38 yards is where it went. 2 minutes and 38 seconds. So after the interception, the Rock defense stepping up big, especially Eric Glover-Williams on defense on a pass play. It forced Cal to punt and give the Rock great field position.
Great field position. A few plays later, you punch it in. That's a great little three-minute stretch there in the game. And it's worth noting here that Noah Mitchell does have his helmet on the sideline. Looks like he might be coming back into this game for California.
Here's the kick. Taylor is going to take it at his 3, and he's going to go upfield, and he's got a little bit of running room, and he's still alive before, finally, Mark Carter grabs him by the shirt and yanks him down. Otherwise, he was off to the races again. He already had a 98-yarder today, and he was on the run there, but takes it out to the 27-yard line, where Cal, now they will mark the, are they at the 28? Yeah, 28-yard line. That's where Cal will start out first and 10.
And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't call him elusive. He just hits the hole and goes, man. I mean, he's a good runner.
So here comes Noah Mitchell. He is back on the field. And the Cal quarterback back out with Nelson Brown. In the backfield, Brown will be sidecar right. First and 10, Cal. Now he'll go sidecar left in motion and take the handoff on a sweep play. And he goes up to the 30 and is hit and dropped, but not before the second effort gets him to the 33. So he ends up picking up five. And that's just, you know, he's a little different than Wes Hills in his running style, but you can see the second effort, Glenn, almost every time that second effort's giving him 3 yards.
He's big. I mean, up top, like muscular. He's just a thick guy, so he's hard to bring down, that's for sure.
They're going to split double receivers to the near side now. On the coverage will be Kadir Roberts, KD Roberts, and Mark Carter. That's the near side being the Cal sideline. Cal moving from right to left on your radio dial. 2:27 mark of the third quarter. The Rock up 10, second and 5 for Cal. Here's the snap. It's a play action. And that hit across the middle, trying to cut inside Kadir Roberts, but just led too much for Mark Livingston to bring that one in.
Third down.
And right now, you got to wonder if Noah Mitchell is just maybe not feeling it a little bit. You know, he didn't look comfortable on that drop back and throw right there, so maybe still feeling some stinging from that big hit that Jeff Marks laid on him on that last possession.
And I apologize to Chad. It's not Mark Livingston. It's Chad Livingston. Now he'll be part of a trio of receivers to the near Cal sideline on third and 5 for the Vulcans. And Mitchell, he wants that the play sped up. Now they're going to have to call a timeout. That play clock was down to 7, and he wanted the play. He was rotating his hands, saying, give me the play, give me the play. And they had to call timeout. So that's going to be the first timeout taken by Cal here, and that's critical with 2:17 to go in the third quarter.
In a game that they're trailing, those timeouts can be precious later in the fourth quarter. So that's big right there for the Rock defense to get California to burn one.
And we've been keeping an eye on some of the other games. And we see that it's a tight one up at Clarion between Edinburgh and Clarion, and that has now gone to a final, 14-7. Burrow beats Clarion. Another final, Mercyhurst in the Battle of Erie beats Gannon at Gannon, 38-21. Also a final, IUP beats Seton Hill by a final score of 56-14. And in the fourth quarter, Westchester is leading Kutztown 38-21 at Kutztown. And that's going to decide the East. So if the Rock holds on over Cal here today, it would set up in 2 weeks Westchester coming to Slippery Rock. But we've got a little bit of time yet to go here. 17 minutes.
Yeah, not to get ahead of ourselves, but Westchester and Slippery Rock. Does that sound familiar for the PSAC championship?
Doesn't it, though?
What, that'd be the third time in 5 years or something like that?
We just need to find a victory brewing in this episode. Third and 5 for Cal. Empty backfield as Mitchell throws. And he's got that seam rope, and he tries to get it to Livingston again, and it goes incomplete. And it'll be fourth down. It'll be a punting situation. And how much is this, is what you referred to just moments ago, and now the everything just so wet, it's so hard to grab onto that ball right now.
That's why I just... To me, in these conditions, as a receiver, you're better off going without gloves because you get a better feel of the ball in your hands in wet conditions without the gloves. But that one there, Bob, that's a bad drop.
Yeah.
I mean, from the angle we had, that looked like it went right through his hands.
Here comes the punt now. Jermaine Wynn is back, but he's going to be nowhere near where this ball is going to end up as it kicks and hits it around the 38-yard line. Looks like it went out at the 38. Let's see where they spot this. And you see the field judge from this side. He's looking the other side to see where they're going to spot this. That was not a very well-kicked ball at all. Of course, they're not allowing the Rock to return the ball on these punts. But here is the situation. 2:05 to go in the third quarter. The Rock up 24-14, and you could really separate yourself right now. As they spotted the ball at the 34-yard line. If the Rock can put together a nice, solid drive, take this into the fourth quarter and put yourself in a nice, comfortable position.
The net punt average for California on the year is only 30. So I don't think this is them purposely doing it. I just don't think they have a good kicker.
Here's a handoff on first down, Wes Hills. He comes down the near side and tucks it right up the hash mark, and he punches it to the 50-yard line. He's going to pick up, I think, 16. Make it 17. I'm getting excited here. Not that
still
far.
A first down.
Yeah, it's 12. I gave him 5 extra. He got the first down.
He'll get it on this play.
Yes. I was looking ahead to the 50-yard line. It's to the 46, 12-yard carry for Wes. Now they fake the ball to Wes, and they pitch the screen to Zach Cirillo, and he's going to get into Cal territory and go out of bounds at the 43-yard line and, well, make
great,
12 more.
Great little wrinkle off of what they've been doing all day because Zach Cirillo has been coming across the line of scrimmage and blocking. This time he releases and gets upfield and gets an easy catch for a first down. So really nice wrinkle off of what they've been showing earlier in the game.
First and 10 Rock in Cal territory. RR3 takes the snap, and it's Wes Hills. And he goes right up the gut, turns his back, falls on it, down to the 37-yard line, and pickup of six. And right now, Cal just doesn't have an answer for the ball being handed off to Wes Hills.
And Wes Hills, you know, I'll say this. He's not a pretty runner. I feel like he's, like, flailing and always just seems like he's totally out of control. But, man, he's just so effective.
Yeah. He's just solid top to bottom. Yes. You know, he's deceiving. Just he looks taller than he is because he's got pretty solid physique instead of Brown where you have that low center of gravity kind of style. Second and four. This might be the final play of the third quarter. And it's going to be Wes Hills. And he's got a stretch. And he's got a first down. And he turns it up. And he's got running room. And a great block up top. He's inside the 20. 15. Knocked out of bounds at the 10. Gives Zach Cirillo the star of the day on the helmet. He had a fantastic block.
Yeah, a couple of the outside guys on that play, including Zach Cirillo at tight end, Dakota Clannigan lined up in the slot, all doing a great job of getting blocks downfield for Wes Hills and opening up that run lane to allow him to get a big gainer there to end the third quarter.
That's going to wrap it up. We've got one more to go. The Rock has to hang on for the next 15 minutes, and they'll be hosting the state championship game. We'll have the exciting fourth quarter coming back in a moment. Rock football with the Rock leading 24-14, found right here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
It's another spectacularly mesmerizing world premiere video. You can't take your eyes off of it. Only on Valvoline Express TV.
It's not exactly like that, but now you can watch Valvoline Express TV whenever you go to the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Watch as the crew changes your oil and checks all the fluids, filters, wipers, and more. Nationally known, but locally owned. Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash in Grove City.
Now 202 yards.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service is very proud to announce their partnership with Pioneer. Pioneer is the first of its kind whole house lead and cyst removal system. This is powerful news for you and your family. You've heard the reports. Communities everywhere are being affected by concentrations of lead in the water. Don't take chances with you or your family's health. Call Negley's today for a water consultation at 724-282-6160. Not only does Pioneer remove heavy metals such as lead, it also removes and reduces chlorine, chloramine, and other harmful contaminants in your water. Call Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service today. The Pioneer Whole House Lead Removal System only at Negley's.
Rock football on the station that rocks. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Big Wes Hills has accounted for 214 yards of total offense today. He has 202 yards on the ground. It's first and 10. Slippery Rock, well, it'll be basically first and goal because they're right at the 10. Here's Wes, goes into the outside. He's trying to get to the pylon. He gets in. 10-yard touchdown. Wes Hills.
Shook three different California defenders all by just individual effort. Nice job by the right side of the offensive line of getting him the edge, but he had a stiff arm right at the line of scrimmage and then slipped between two receivers, or I'm sorry, defenders right there at the 3-yard line. So, great blocking, but even better individual effort by Wes Hills.
And you talked about that style just moments ago. The way he runs, he is so deceptively fast.
Yes.
Because of that flailing that he does. But he just
seems
gets
like he's always out of balance. That's what he looks like to me. Like, it seems like he's always about to fall, but it works.
Well, he's fallen now for 212 yards on the day. Here's the extra point try from Jake Chapla. He keeps the streak going, kids, and kicks it through to make it 31-14 in favor of the Rock. Wes Hills with now his third touchdown of the day.
Big, up by 17 now, but here's the thing. You got to be ready to go now here in the secondary because this California offense is going to come out and it's going to be an aerial attack trying to get back into this game. So big task coming up here for the back end of this Rock defense to kind of try to close this game out.
Five plays, 66 yards for Slippery Rock, and they've now taken a 31-14 lead. We do have a final. Westchester goes to Kutztown and wins 38-21, and that basically decides the Eastern Division heading into the final week. So it is going to bring Westchester to somewhere here in the West, and namely either Slippery Rock or California.
Really, I mean, kind of astounding that it was a 17-point win, too. I mean, Kutztown, from everything that we were hearing, seemed to be the cream of the crop out east, and
yeah.
Westchester just went to Kutztown and put it to them.
And, you know, the thing is, Kutztown was playing a better schedule. Westchester's schedule is not good, and they just didn't look impressive in a lot of their games. I mean, they won,
right?
But that's all they were doing.
Yep.
And now they come up with a big, big win today. So, boy, and wouldn't that be something? It just seems to be the eternal matchup in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference to match up Westchester and Slippery Rock. Here comes the boot by Jake Chaplin. It's going to kick through the end zone and be a touchback. Kind of a line driver, but he hit it hard, and it was not retrieved. So it'll be first and 10 Cal as we start up the fourth quarter here. 14:52 mark. The Rock has to cover 14:52 in order to host the state championship in 2 weeks.
Good decision there. By the special teams of just not even giving Nasir Taylor a chance to return that ball. Kicking it from him, line drive out of the back of the end zone. He's explosive. He's a great return man, so don't put the ball in his hands.
Wes Hills, 3 touchdowns, 212 yards on the ground for the Rock now. But let's get back to business here, because now it's California with the opportunity to try to get back in on this. And Mitchell in the shotgun all alone in the backfield. He steps back, dumps it off, and it's incomplete. He wanted Brown out of the slot. Good coverage by Brad Zaffram, and it was actually, I think, thrown behind him, incomplete.
Even better coverage by the umpire. as he was coming across the field, he had to run his way around the umpire, and I think that's what kind of just chopped up the timing a little bit.
Well, with some of the officiating we've seen this year, I'm surprised the umpire didn't flag himself. Second and 10 now at the 25. Now Brown will come into the backfield. They'll have double receivers split each side. You know they're going to be throwing the ball. They've been throwing it all day. But they have to now, trailing 31-14. In the shotgun, Mitchell going to play fake it. Drop back and throw. And he throws it out of bounds. He wanted on the far side number 10, Tyson Hill, but he never had a chance to get that. It's incomplete. Second down and 10. Or third down and 10.
It's been a tale of really two different sides today for this receiving game. For California, either they've had some bad drops, the receivers that is, or Noah Mitchell has been wildly inaccurate.
He has completed 28% of his throws today. He's 9 of 32.
I mean that throw there, you got to at least give your guy a chance to go get it.
One interception. He's been sacked twice so far today. Has no touchdowns on the day either, and they've been throwing the ball a lot. Here he is now on third and 10, and he throws it down. It's picked off by Eric Glover-Williams, and he's going to run it back for a score. Pick six, Eric Glover-Williams, who is having one heck of a day on defense.
Yeah, he gets that early pass interference call in the first half, and he has done nothing but make up for it ever since. That one there, a crossing pattern, and he steps right in front of it. Does a great job of reading Noah Mitchell's eyes, and does the rest of the work, get that one downfield and into the end zone. That is huge for this Rock team, as we do have a flag down at the 2-yard line on the far side over there.
Let's see what that's all about. Maybe it's just celebration.
I mean, either way, it would be Slippery Rock ball. It's just a matter if it's a touchdown or not.
After the play, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, passing team number 51. That 15-yard penalty would be assessed on the kickoff. The result of the play is a touchdown.
Craig McCorkle, the offensive lineman, called for unnecessary roughness after the play, so they'll tack that onto the kickoff, and touchdown stands.
Eric Glover-Williams, the pick six. And Jake Chaplin is on to try to keep his streak going. He's got 76 in a row. He's 45 of 45 on the year. So now it's 37-14 in favor of the Rock.
And listen, that's something that Noah Mitchell will fix. But the biggest problem on that play there was he just absolutely stared down that receiver the whole way. So Eric Glover-Williams knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when. And as soon as he saw him wind up for the throw, steps right in front of it.
Oh, it's blocked. The extra point is blocked and scooped up by California. And in particular, number seven, Jordan Castelli, or no, Julian Cox. Wait a minute. They've got a bunch of, that's actually McFadder. He recovers it. So
there goes the streak.
There goes the streak.
End at 45.
He ends it at 45 because the kick was blocked. So that streak ends, and the score remains 37-14 in favor of the Rock at the 14-33 mark now. But to Eric Glover-Williams. And a return of 34 yards?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it was 34 yards. They have listed here 66 yards. That's not correct. it was a 34-yard touchdown pick six by Eric Glover-Williams. And the blocked kick will end Jake Chapla's streak at 45 straight this year, 76 consecutive. That was third most in the nation in Division II, and it's all for naught. So, but, hey, the bottom line is, I think if he had a choice, do I want to continue the streak or have a state championship game, I think we know what Jake would say.
And how big is that penalty? Because now you can clearly kick it into the end zone and keep it out of the hands of Taylor on the return here.
Absolutely. He's had a 98-yard touchdown return today already. So Jake Chapla going to tee it up here at his 50-yard line and boot it away. And this one will probably go. This will probably be the extra point he's looking for.
Yeah, he's going to try to boot this one through.
Here it is. It is just that. And it is headed right for the goalpost. And it goes right.
It right.
He just
it right.
Missed it right. So that'll bring the ball out first and 10 at the 25-yard line. We've got 14:33 to go. And things are looking in the favor of Slippery Rock by a 37-14 score that they're going to be hosting a state championship game in 2 weeks.
After the West Hills touchdown, I kind of threw the challenge out there. I said, okay, secondary, here you go. It's going to be an aerial attack. And what happens? Two plays later, Glover Williams comes up with a pick six. More of the same here. You know California's going to keep putting it in the air.
Yeah, they have no choice, and they're not going to go away quietly.
No.
So here we go. It'll be Mitchell in the backfield, and he's going to go into the pistol with Nelson Brown in the backfield. Actually, he's looking, okay. He's going to be in the pistol. Double receivers up top. And here's the snap. High snap. Pulled down. It's handoff Brown. And he's going to go for at least five. Second effort. Takes it out eight. From the 25 out to the 33 on first down, he picks up eight.
Tim Vernick a little shook up after that play. Gimping a little bit. I'm sorry, that's not Tim Vernick. 95, not 45. That'd be Trey Blanford.
8-yard carry for number nine. And we've got a timeout on the
California
field here.
California player, one of the offensive linemen, a little slow.
Really was concerned coming into today with the running game of California. Could we stop it? We've been very good at stopping it. They haven't tried to buy into running the ball. Now, that 8-yard carry gives Brown 9 carries for 40 yards on the day. And that was his long of the day, by the way.
Oh, and you look back to last year's game where Slippery Rock held California to 2.7 yards per carry, 30 carries for 81 yards last year. So great job against this ground attack.
Second and two, Brown gets into the hole, and he's near the first down. I think he got it. Yep, his second effort just gets more and more. And he pushes the ball out to the 36, a pickup of three.
So they come out and throw the ball the entire first quarter, and now here, whenever they should be throwing the ball, they're running it. I just, this coaching staff has made some questionable play calls today.
First and 10, California. Clock turning, 13:36. The Rock leading 37-14. Here's the snap. Mitchell hands it off again. It's Brown, and he's just going to go into the pile. And if they wave the surrender flag here as he gets it to the 39-yard line.
I mean, isn't that kind of what it seems like?
It really does.
In what should be obvious passing situations, they've run the ball three straight times.
Second and seven, unless they're just trying to set it up and do that. But they've got to score because they're trailing by a bunch. So it'll be second and seven. Clock turning. It's under 13 minutes. Here's the snap. Now he goes play action. Drops back, looks to throw downfield, in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, who just gets leveled at the end of the play. And that was number 14, Jordan Dandridge, who's been extra quiet today.
I think we're going to have a holding going against California, too. So you back it up 10 more yards.
Holding, number 51 of the offense, 10-yard penalty. Second down.
That's McCorkle. He's been called for that earlier today as well.
You can talk about the weather all you want, but you know, these California receivers have dropped a lot of passes today. Now, granted, that one wouldn't have counted because of the holding, but still, these receivers for California have had just a horrible day with trying to help their quarterback.
And I'll tell you what, Glenn, the Rock had been penalized 10 times in that opening half, one time here in the second half. It's a large reason why that score is 37-14. Second and 17 now after the penalty. Cal Mitchell drops back, throws, has a man, turns, grabs it, and goes out of bounds. That's number 15, Nazir Taylor, who pulls it down in front of Brad Zaffram, and he goes out of bounds at the 41.
Just watching it here and seeing what all these guys are doing. Rodez Henderson down there at the defensive end right now. He's putting some serious pressure on Mitchell. I think it's just a matter of time here before Henderson makes some type of big splash play for this defense.
Pass play of 27 yards. 13 yards, I'm sorry. Out to the 41. Now here's Mitchell. Oh, and on that play, interestingly enough, Kyle Hall looked like he shoved the receiver, Livingston, before the ball got there. There's no flag, and it's incomplete as a result.
Not looked like. He did it. Yeah. He absolutely did it, and he got away with one there.
Yeah, Kyle just turned around and walked away after he did it. And meanwhile, Livingston's turning around, looking around for a flag, and there's none, so it's fourth down.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe it is a little payback for what happened in the first half. Fourth and five for California from their own 41, 12:23 mark, and they are going for it. Here's the snap. He throws. He's got the inside route. It's caught. They've got the first down. And that's out to Dandridge, who we just said has had a quiet day, but he just showed why he is so dangerous.
Still, it wasn't a clean catch, Bob. He bobbled that one. He's lucky to come down with it because it could have easily been another drop.
That goes for 14 and a first down to number 14. First and 10 into Rock territory now is Cal. There's a hold on the outside. We'll see if they throw the flag, and a throw down the sideline. Good coverage by Kyle Hall.
Pass is incomplete.
And that was Dandridge on the attempt, but it's incomplete, and they didn't throw a flag. Blatant holding up on the top side, and they didn't throw the flag.
Absolutely.
So the Hankies have gone into the pocket. Maybe they're too wet to come out.
Wet, cold, tired.
Second and 10 now. But, you know, sometimes you're okay with that. If you're just going to keep the game moving, it's kind of out of hand right now, 37-14. Unless they score here, then that makes it very interesting as far as how much time remains on the clock and what you do with your time having the ball. Here's the snap to Mitchell. Throws out to the outside. It's caught, pulled in by Derek Carraway, and he retreated.
Yeah, and it was on his own. It wasn't like a forward progress type situation. He came back on his own, so he's short of the yard to gain.
And he will be back by 2 yards. He had the first down, came back, gave it back. Third and two. Brown, he's got the first down. He breaks a hole, and he's got running room. He kicks it to the outside, and he's going to have to beat Kyle Hall, and he does. He'll run it in from 37 yards out. Nelson Brown with the first rushing touchdown of this game for California. Nope, make that his second, actually. He did have the early score of 5 yards out in the second quarter. So now it makes it 37-20, and you've got 11 and a half minutes to go.
Yeah, as you said, California will not go away quietly, so you knew that there was going to be a dogfight here in the fourth quarter still to come. And California punches one in there. That's a big score for them.
Well, they move it 75 yards on this Rock defense that has been so tough all day. But they gashed them, and, well, they kind of ironically did it on the ground. Here's the extra point try, and it is up and good. And that makes it 37-21, 11:36 to go in the game. The Rock in control. They're going to get the ball back. They probably need to score. We'll be back with more Rock football on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, lower prices. Just try us.
Hey, this is Sean Lutz. You're listening to Slippery Rock University Football on the Rock Station 977.
We're back here as Cal scores on a 9-play, 75-yard drive in just under 3 minutes. And they cut the lead to 37-21 now with the Rock going to get the ball back. I understand, appreciate Ed Montgomery giving me some information here. Westchester rushed for 295 yards or 5.4 yards per attempt today. Ooh. Against Kutztown.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They were determined to run the football.
Here's the boot. And this is going to come short to Eric Glover-Williams at his 25. And he goes into the 30 and has to scamper out of bounds. Just no room to run on that one. They kicked it short, and the Rock was ready for that. So they do get a return this time on the kickoff. And it'll be first and 10 at the 30-yard line for Slippery Rock with 11:31 to go in the game.
Smart play, too, because instead of trying to force something and potentially fumbling the football, just gets himself out of bounds and bring the offense back out on the field.
And here comes the Slippery Rock offense led by RR3. Roland Rivers the third. Wes Hills in the backfield. Wes has over 200 yards on the ground today. Henry Litwin will be split to the near side. Jermaine Wynn and Carnell Harley up top. And we have Aramis Alexander, A.J. Alexander, in the backfield as the tight end. And he's going to kick it to the outside is Wes Hills. Here comes a flag, and Wes dicing and diving, and he gets 5 yards out of it, but this may come back.
Yeah, they're going to get holding.
Hills the ball.
Holding. Offense, number 64, 10-yard penalty. First down.
Call Steve Gaviglia on that one and move the ball back five.
Ten.
I'm sorry, yeah, it's a hold.
And that's what happens sometimes whenever you have a design play that the running back bounces a different direction, is that the linemen aren't expecting it, and so whenever they see the back trying to go somewhere else, they just instinctively grab on, and that happens far too often on those types of plays.
Comes back to the 20-yard line now, so that's the 12th penalty of the day for the Rock. They've been quiet here in the second half, but that one, yeah. Now the clock's still only turning to 11 minutes to go. You only have a 16-point lead at this point. Here's the snap. And this is going to go nowhere, and he may have fumbled it.
He did. But good heads-up play. Getting back there and jumping on that one. I'm trying to find out who it was.
Was that the center?
Number 50, Dalton Bear.
Oh, he must be the guy in now for Colton Roth.
Yes.
Dalton come in. So he grabs it. That's another ball that was lost by Wes Hills here. Wes and Roland have had multiple, but again, it's a very wet day. So now they're going to bring in Shakar Berry and stick him in the backfield, give Wes a breather. And it's going to be a second and 23 now with the ball back to the 17-yard line as a result of the fumble.
Well, take a shot. Henry Litwin has man-to-man down here.
Nope, they're going to hand it off to Shakar, and he's going to try to push the pile to the 20 again, and he'll do so. Pickup of three.
Now, don't play not to lose. You know, that's that's what I'm kind of seeing here with these past couple play calls is, well, we're just going to try to these quick little runs and not lose. It's like, well, you still got to play to win. I mean, keep calling aggressive. Keep trying to move the ball down the field and keep trying to score more points.
9:50, the clock turns. Shakar Berry will stay in the game. It'll be third and 20 now. So they attempt the run. Wes Hills fumbles. They go to Shakar Berry for three. And there was a penalty in the mix. Steve Gaviglia was called for holding. Now they're going to send Berry in motion. Rivers wants to run, but he slips. And now he's going to kick it to the outside and just go out of bounds after picking up 3 yards. But that was going to be a bootleg, and he just spun the wheels as he started out.
And then to top it all off, he ran out of bounds. Well, I mean, they will keep the clock running, but still, I mean, you're flirting with disaster here. I do not like how some teams all of a sudden just stop trying to score and stop trying to move the ball. It's like you got to stay aggressive with so much time left on the clock.
Yeah, because now you're three and out. You're going to punt the ball away, and you're going to give Cal great field position. Back deep for the Vulcans is Derek Caraway. He'll stand at his 41. And
wow.
A big kick by Jake Chapla. He hit it over Caraway's head all the way to the 21-yard line where it's downed by Eric Glover Williams, the gunner. What an incredible boot by number 99.
Wow. Oh, is that a thing of beauty? High, long, spiraling punt. Thing hits. Nice job by Glover Williams. Again, can we say that guy's name enough today? Getting downfield and downing the ball.
56-yard punt. No return for Jake Chapla. Boy, did he timely hit that one. Maybe he's mad because he had the extra point thing go by the wayside. Well, here comes California. They'll have first and 10 at their own 21-yard line. 8:44 now on the clock. And it's a 37-21 Slippery Rock University lead. Mitchell in the shotgun. And he's going to hand it up. No, he's going to play fake. Tries to hit his man, Caraway, and he's right on the heels is Eric Glover Williams, and Eric apparently slowed him up a bit too much. They're going to flag 19. He just was a little too tight on the coverage that time.
There's also a flag in the backfield, though.
Maybe this will be offsetting. Let's see what the call is.
Multiple fouls on the play. Pass interference. Defense. Number 19, that penalty is declined. Personal foul, roughing the passer. Defense, number 45. 15 yards from the previous spot, results in automatic first down.
Well, they're going to get Timmy Vernick on the personal foul, roughing the passer. So they'll take that flag and move California up for a first down. That's the second week that Tim Vernick has been called for roughing the passer. I didn't see that play, honestly. Last week was just kind of one of those plays that happens. It wasn't a blatant hit. To the 36-yard line now as a result. As the rain continues to fall, it's been a steady rain all day. We've got puddles all over the side of the field right now because the rain's never stopped. Here's Mitchell taking the snap in the shotgun. Drops back. Has time. He throws. Has his man. And it's in and out of his hands, but a bit too high for Kadir Dixon. Wait a minute. I'm on the wrong side here. That's Chad Livingston. And it's incomplete.
Yeah, just, again, a little bit inaccurate with the delivery. And, you know, Noah Mitchell, I know that California was a really good team. They are a really good team. But I haven't seen anything too impressive from him today. I get it. He's a freshman. There's a lot of development that still needs to be done. But, man, I don't know.
Has the weather played into it, or has the game factor maybe been in his head a little bit? Now he throws a seam route, and it's caught. And this time pulled in. I'm trying to get the number because that
82.
That's a different. That's Jack Verborny, the tight end. That's the first time he's caught a ball today.
Yeah, just 5 yard out pattern. A nice job by Zaffram of staying right on him and making the tackle.
Third and five, and
snap
Mitchell
never got off the ground.
Rolled it back to the quarterback, and he had to simply fall on it. And they're going to lose 4 yards. It'll be fourth down and 9.
Just never got off the ground. So that one is probably truly weather related. Just a slip of the hand on the snap and never lifted it.
So a bad snap makes it 4th and 9. 7:50 to go in the game, clock turning. Rock up 37-21. Cal on a 4th down in their own territory, and they're going for it. Here's the snap to Mitchell. Drops back. Here comes pressure. Hits his man. It's well short of the first down. And it'll be a turnover on downs as they hit the running back out of the backfield, Brown. He's hit at the 40 and dropped, and the Rock will take over in California territory.
And that right there is a freshman mistake, Bob. I mean, on a 4th and 9, you can't throw a 3-yard pass. You got to throw something that at least gets you to the sticks. To check it down on 4th and 9, you can't do it.
So the Rock going to come in here. Now they have an opportunity with great field position.
Big stand. Big stand by the defense.
Yeah. They really need to take advantage of what their defense just did for them, and that's put this game away. 37-21 the score. First down and 10 at the 40-yard line is where they have spotted the ball. Wes Hills back into the game. Sidecar left to Roland Rivers. Trip receivers, and it's going to be a play fake to Wes Hills, and Roland keeps it, puts his head down across the 35 to the 34. He'll pick up six. Boy, you just don't like seeing your quarterback put his head down, though.
I mean, you kind of do.
Yeah,
cool to see people finish runs, right. But you hope it's not your quarterback.
No, not your quarterback. But Roland Rivers has proven how tough he is. Second and four now. Trip receivers up top. Rivers, hard count. Now check with me to the side. Wes Hills, sidecar left. Here's the snap. And it's going to be Hills. And he's got the first down and more. And he might run for his fourth touchdown of the day. He does. 34 yards out. Big Wes Hills takes it all the way. What a hole up front that was opened up.
Beautiful job by the interior of the offensive line. Absolutely phenomenal. Great job by Austin Waite in there, Podgorski, as well as Dalton Bayer, all getting in there right in the interior, your center and your two guards. And Wes Hills was untouched until about the 2-yard line.
You know, we asked the question earlier today when we were previewing this game and what Mark Jones of Gannon did to this Cal defense on this field. Wes Hills is doing the exact same thing. I think Jones went for 276. Right now, Wes Hills has 243 yards and 4 touchdowns. The extra point is up and good.
Yep.
And we start the streak over again for Jake Chapla.
Back at one.
44-21, 6:44 to go in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come back with the kickoff, because they have been fun to watch today when we come back with Rock Football on The Rock Station 97.7.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At NextTier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, NextTier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to NextTier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, the Rock have now taken a 44-21 lead in this game. 6:44 to go in the game, and hopefully that is the touchdown that ices a state championship game at Slippery Rock University's Mahalik Thompson Stadium in 2 weeks. Wes Hills, 243 yards, 4 touchdowns now, and the Rock going to be kicking away.
If nothing else, you look back now and you say the defense got the stop that they needed. The offense came back out, added 7 more points. I mean, that little exchange there between these last two possessions was huge.
Here's the kick. Back deep is Taylor. He's going to take it at his goal line, bringing it out across the 15, and is hit hard at the 18-yard line. So it's a return of 18. And that's where Cal will start out, first and 10 with 6:39 on the clock. So Slippery Rock next week is going to play host to the Gannon Golden Knights in a virtual meaningless game as far as the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division. But what brings forth the thought process here, the Rock has gotten no love in the national rankings.
Yep.
And for the national playoffs, you have to be in the top 7 in the region. The Rock right now, number 9. Now, you would expect a win here today would move them up in that. Do they have to worry about playing a game next week if they're worried about the postseason?
My guess would be, and you know, I hate to say this, as it's a quick little screen pass over the middle and goes up the field for 6 yards for Cal, but much to Gannon's displeasure, I think Slippery Rock needs some style points next week. So they might have to go at home against Gannon and might have to score 50 points just to say, you know, we are that good.
Yeah.
We deserve a little bit more respect, so they might run it up a little bit on the Golden Knights.
Here's a second down play and almost picked off by the Rock.
Tristan McDonald.
57 jumped the route. He saw something and almost had a pick six, did 57.
And
incomplete.
Just got one hand on it. It's funny. I think because of the inaccuracies of Mitchell is why Tristan couldn't make that interception. If that ball was on target to his receiver, it would have been an easy catch. But, again, it was a little inaccurate.
Third and four now for Cal. Mitchell drops back. He's looking same side. He throws. And he's got his man, and he's going to be tackled of the first down.
Great tackle.
They're going to be a yard shy.
That's Spearman getting in there and making a tremendous tackle on the slot receiver.
Nazir Taylor, and it's a yard short. It'll be fourth and one. Clock turns under 6 minutes. They're going to go for it, obviously. Handoff, Brown. He's hit in the backfield and dropped. It'll be another turnover on downs. The Rock defense has come up big again, and that was Tristan McDonald leading the way. Brad Zaffram there as well.
Brad Zaffram. You also had Trey Blanford into the backfield. I mean, you can name it. Any of those guys in that front seven were disruptive and right there off the snap into the backfield. And deep in California territory, you have another turnover on downs. And this Rock, look at the sideline over there. The Rock faithful have been sitting there in the rain all day, cheering on their guys in the green and white.
26-yard line is where the Rock will start out. California's yard line. It's 44-21, 5:42 to go. Do you go for style points here?
Yeah, you have to. It's not that you're running it up on California, but because of where you're at in the regional rankings, if you have a chance here to put 50 points on California, you got to put 50 points on California.
Well, let's see what they do. They go with Wes Hills, sidecar right of Roland Rivers, trip receivers near side, and it's Rivers holding onto it, and he's going to be snowed under for a loss. That's going to drop him back too, as number 14 kept it, and he probably should have gotten rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one dictating that at that mesh point between running back and quarterback, and you're right, Bob, that time would have been better off letting Wes Hills take that one and go.
Second down and a long 11 after we'll give him a one-yard loss. Looked like he lost more than that initially, but they spotted it at the 27-yard line. Clock turns. It'll be 5 minutes by the time they snap this ball to go in the game. 44-21, the Rock leads. Rivers takes the snap, and he goes Wes Hills. Wes tucks it up, goes across the left tackle position, and down to the 22, gain of 5.
Nice job of getting some of that yardage back and then some, setting up a little bit more of a third and manageable here. And, again, I'm not opposed to throwing the ball here on third down, Bob. When you're this close to potentially getting some more points and some style points that are needed right now, if you have to throw it here, you throw it.
Third and 6. Wes Hills now up to 248 yards on the day. Let's see what offensive coordinator Justin Roper calls here. They've got trip receivers near side. Now they send Jermaine Wynn in motion up to the top side where he'll join Henry Litwin, and they're just going to hand it off, and Wes is going to go into the pile. I'm watching Wes run for the first down, and it's Roland Rivers running the opposite way, and he carries it for a first down, down across the 20, down to the 15, inside the 15 to the 13, and that'll be a gain of 9.
Wes Hills is going to go get a breather. Fuffman onto the field. First time today he's going to line up in the backfield.
It's been all number 4 in that backfield with the exception of Chakar Berry in there for a couple
series,
of plays.
Yeah.
Well, and that one series when Wes fumbled.
Yep.
So here we go. Braden Fuffman getting a reward now. First and 10. Rock down to the 13. Clock turns. 3:45 to go. And a lot of times you're trying to run out the clock, but I see Justin Roper still in the booth here. He's still focused on getting points here.
Timeout. California.
California going to stop the clock. And that'll be the second of their half. 3:38 to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout and return with more football, Rock Football, on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on the Butler Agway for all your farm, lawn and garden, and pet food and supplies made in the USA. At Agway, you'll also find a large selection of bird food and bird feeders. Sauerkraut crocs are a big seller, and they make wonderful gifts. Butler Agway, your complete source for all of your animal feeding needs and supplies. Route 68 west of Butler, the Butler Agway, your holiday shopping source for your animals and all of your best friends.
Hi, this is Tavares Sample, safety, Slippery Rock University, and you're tuned in 97.7 for Rock Football.
We're back here, 3:38 to go in the game after the Cal timeout. They stop the clock with a Rock first and 10 at the 13. Braden Fuffman is going to be sidecar right to Roland Rivers with double receivers up top and Zach Cirillo into the game at tight end. He'll go in motion, come to the near side. Here's the handoff. No, play fake again. Roland Rivers keeps his own number. Oh, and he gets hit hard and stacked up at the 11 and driven hard to the turf. And, boy, you hate to see that at this time of the game. And he is a little slow to get up.
Yeah, he had someone standing over him. But, you know, I want to be clear on something before we went to the break there. By no means is it disrespect to California. And it's not like it's, oh, it's a heated rival. We want to, you know, do stupid things to him. No, it's, okay, the first set of regional rankings came out this week, and we were ninth. So we got to do something to get ourselves in a better light with those people voting on those regional rankings. And scoring 51 against the California Vulcans would put you in pretty good light.
And the Rock now going to take their first time out of the half to stop the clock at 2:54. And that might be as much just to let Roland Rivers take a gasp of fresh oxygen as he got piled up hard on that particular play. So second and eight after the two-yard carry and the clock stopping at 2:54. Once again, Westchester rolling today over Kutztown, 38-21. So that gives Westchester primary position in the Eastern Division. Basically, they have a cream puff game next week, so you would expect them to come away with the victor and ice their opportunity to come to the state championship, which will be played in the West. So Slippery Rock going to host a championship game in 2 weeks at Mahalik Thompson Stadium.
And to keep on the point about the regional rankings, keep in mind that you lost to Shippensburg, and Shippensburg's done nothing impressive ever since.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to really try to get people to forget about that loss. And the only way to do it is to win convincingly.
Now here's
Taylor King.
Taylor King comes into the game. They actually removed Roland Rivers from the game, and that's probably a smart move. And let's just hope that that's all that was let's get him out of the game now.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, he's standing over there in the sideline. He's fine.
Yeah, he's got his helmet on still. So they're going to play protection now, and Taylor King going to take the ball in there.
Keep in mind, Taylor King threw for 300 yards and a half this year, so it's not like it's a huge step down at quarterback.
By the way, Shippensburg was losing to Lockhaven early on. They ended up coming back and winning that game 56-37, but they were losing in the third quarter. So they put up some points in the second, the final probably 20 minutes of that game. Here's Huffman now. He'll take the handoff from King, and he's going to go nowhere. So this drive is essentially just running the clock down, because they're not looking like they're going to get any points out of it and not making much of an attempt now after the play that took Roland down.
And even here on fourth down, the offense is staying on the field.
Yeah, they're not going to try to add to it via the kick. So the clock going to continue to wind down. It'll be fourth and 15. The Rock has to get inside the five to get the first down. The ball is spotted at the 19-yard line. And the rain is continuing to come very steady. So here it is, minute 28 to go, fourth down for the Rock. King hands it off. Oh, Brayton's got a head of steam, but it's stopped at the 15, and that's where the Rock will turn it over on downs. So this game very likely to end with the Rock piling up.
Hold on a second.
We've got a flag. We've got a flag. And Zach Cirillo, Henry Lidwin, is waving that it's against Cal. So hold on. Let's see what it is.
Definitely came in after the play.
The Rock offense is leaving, though, as the officials gather to discuss. It's a lengthy discussion.
The defense is coming out.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense, number 94. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct. Offense.
Yeah, that's going to be offsetting.
76. These penalties will offset. The down will count. It'll be first down.
All right. So the ball is turned over on downs.
First unsportsmanlike of the game.
We don't have a 76 on our team, so don't know who they were calling that on.
I think he corrected it to 74. Oh, we don't have one of those either. So.
Well, they called it offsetting. So
I think he meant 64, maybe, Steve Gaviglia.
Okay. Nonetheless, Cal takes over a minute 19 to go, and they're going to be on their own 15.
That has happened so often this year, I feel like. They've called numbers that we don't have on the roster.
So the Rock looking like the final minute of the game here to go to the state championship. Up 44-21. Mitchell into the game, and he'll take the snap. It's a low one. He pulls it down, fires the seam route, caught his man Livingston. He's at the 20, dives to the 22. He'll pick up 7. Clock will turn under a minute.
Boy, to come down here and win convincingly and with a second half that was just purely dominated, this has been a really impressive game for the green and white. Keep in mind, 17-14 at the half.
Yeah.
California comes out and they score a touchdown pretty early in the third quarter. And then ever since then, it has been nothing but slippery rock.
So the clock under 54 seconds now. Yeah, the Rock winning this half, 27-7.
Yeah.
Wow. And here's a handoff. Brown takes it out across the 30 to the 31, picks up 9 more. Clock will spin down to 48 as they move the chains, and then will rewind, and they'll get one more play. Here's the snap. He drops back, looks to throw, dumps it off again to Brown. And Brown's going to be escaping a tackle, escaping another, escaping a third. Finally brought down at the 45-yard line. He'll pick up 14.
First down.
And that'll move the chains again and actually stop the clock, so it'll very likely give them at least another play.
Stop the clock long enough to reset the chains, start it back up.
And here we go. And here's the snap to Mitchell. He drops back. Not looking for the end zone at all.
Nope.
Jumps it off to Brown, and he's dropped at the 48. He'll pick up 4 more, but they have not tried to get the ball downfield at all here in the fourth quarter.
Check down. That's pretty prototypical of a freshman quarterback, and he's shown it there, absolutely. Yeah, they're not even going to run another play.
They're going to walk off the field. That's the last play. The Rock going to come away with a 44-21 victory here. They've got a state championship coming to Mahalik Thompson Stadium. We'll talk about it and recap the game coming up in a moment here on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.